It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Hi, it's Casey, and we are heavy on the happiness in this Health and Happiness Show today. Have you ever thought of carving a pineapple instead of a pumpkin? Hear the legend of Halloween and maybe win a trip to the Island of Pineapples. And take a ride around Manhattan in a million-dollar bus for Halloween or the holidays. You'll have a chance to win that, too. Marcy Niffin of Mind Body Putnam will stop by, and you will get a big save-the-date reminder for early 2015. That's all on the way. First, have you ever tried Emmy's Organics macaroons? These are truly made with love, and they're rolling in some dough right now from Whole Foods, who just gave them a loan. But as Fräulein Maria sings, let's start at the very beginning. When Samantha Abrams from Katona met Ian Gaffney and love rose over a kitchen table.
Well, it really is a love story. Ian and I were introduced at a music festival that happens right outside of Ithaca here. I had just graduated from college. I went to Ithaca College, and I decided to stay for the summer after I graduated. And so a friend of mine who I went to school with, she introduced me to Ian. I mean, we really fell in love, like, right away. It's really one of those stories. And literally 4 months later, we started getting the ideas to start our company. So really, this company is like lasted like almost as long as our relationship has, which is really exciting. It's been wonderful.
That is wonderful.
There's so many other aspects to the story. Like, I met his mom, Emmy, on a bus a week before I was introduced to him, and I totally fell in love with her, you know, just like as a stranger. And then when I met Ian, you know, I found out later that that woman was his mom, and it was just like this crazy cosmic thing.
Wow. So you named the company after his mother?
Yes. It's actually her nickname, so not that many people call her that. But we started in her home kitchen, and it just sounded, you know, it's a familiar name that we both really liked. So it just sounded right, you know?
So what were you doing on the bus when you met his mother?
I was heading out. I was with a friend. We were going bike riding out in the country. And she, at the time, I didn't know this, was going home because she lived kind of outside of town a little bit. Mm-hmm. We just, like, noticed each other across the way on the bus. And I just, as she got up to leave, I was just like, hi, like, I really love your dress. And she was like, oh, I wear this all the time. It's my, you know, everyday kind of dress. And I was like, oh, I have one of those, too. I'm the same way. And, you know, and just, we just immediately connected. And then, you know, she was gone. And then it wasn't until after I met Ian that I, like, found out that that lady from the bus was his mom. And so that was just
And
really
how
cool.
Did you find out? Did you go to Ian's house and there she was wearing the dress again?
No, but I actually met her, like, later during that music festival. The same friend knew Emmy and was like, oh, this is that guy's mom. And I was like, oh, my God, you're the lady from the bus.
How weird is that?
I know. It was very cool.
Now, how soon into the relationship with Ian and his mom did someone bring up macaroons?
Maybe like 3 months. And Ian has a lot of experience in the kind of raw vegan cooking world. And I was very curious about all of that and had experimented a little bit with raw vegan stuff. And so he ended up teaching me this macaroon recipe that he developed while working in Manhattan. And it was really just for fun. And so then, you know, as after we made them, we were like, wow, this could be like something really unique that isn't offered, and such clean ingredients and really simple for us to make. So that's sort of where it all came from.
And so your first product was called?
It's our macaroons. Yep, we had 4 flavors of them. Now we have 8. And we just started, well, actually, we sent out gifts to friends and family as like our first ever, I guess, sales. And then after that, we approached some local stores here in Ithaca, our local co-op, and we actually eventually got a booth at the Ithaca Farmers Market. So that's kind of what got us started, all local.
So we're talking to Samantha Abrams, originally from Katona. She went to school in Ithaca. That's where she met Ian, and now they have Emmy's Organics. What were you going to school for?
I actually went to school for theater management. So it was a combination of theater management.
Theater management.
Yeah, so it was a combination of business and theater. I'm a long lover of theater and art and dance. I was a dance minor. So I was kind of wanting to take the business skills to the arts world.
Gotcha. Well, you know, when you are in your boyfriend's mother's kitchen and you're making stuff, I'm sure there's plenty of theater to go around.
Absolutely, yes. No, it's quite a production every day. So I definitely the skills I learned at school have been helping me very much.
Absolutely. All right. And now you have Super Cereals?
We do, yeah. We just launched that this line this year, and we're really excited about it. We have four flavors. They're all based in sprouted buckwheat that's sweetened with coconut sugar. That's the only sweetener. It's dehydrated, so the buckwheat groats are really crunchy and a little bit caramelized, we say. Each flavor has its own unique blend of nuts and dried fruits. We have a cacao coconut that has cacao nibs. It's like a superfood one. They're available, I'm thinking, in Westchester. You can find them at a lot of independent health food stores. We're in Mrs. Green's. And then we're in the Whole Foods region around there as well.
Great. All right. So I know that Super Cereals are gluten-free.
Yep.
And vegan, but
yes,
they are non-GMO. So explain to people what non-GMO means.
Well, okay, yeah, there's so much to say about non-GMO foods. Genetically modified foods are foods that have been tampered with, I guess, when it's at its seed. So you go to the grocery store and you see a display of apples and they all look exactly the same. And, you know, that doesn't actually happen in nature. That's something that's been, the seed has been altered so that, you know, maybe it repels insects and any kind of damages. And actually, many other countries, GMO foods are illegal. There's a lot of evidence out there that proves that genetically modified foods are not the best for our health and can lead to long-term health problems.
All right. So we should eat food the way nature intended the food
to be. Exactly. So now, you know, because genetically modified foods are not illegal in the U.S., there's now a certification that proves that different products and ingredients have not been tampered with and that they are grown the way that nature intended. And so that all of our products are certified non-GMO, and you can actually look for that seal. There's a non-GMO product verified seal that you can look for on lots of different products.
All right. So now Whole Foods has given you a local producer loan. What is that all about?
So Whole Foods, an incredible company, which is also committed to non-GMO verified foods, they have a local producer loan program that they give to their local producer loan. So we're local to the Northeast region, which is where, you know, all the Westchester stores are located. And so through our region, we're able to apply, and they are particular about who they're giving loans to because they want to make sure that you are established and you know, are going to be able to pay them back. But it's really incredible because you get to work with the regional team and talk to them about your brand. And they actually, Whole Foods for each region has a position called a local forager. So this person is actually going out there looking for local producers in their region, you know, who might be interested in selling to Whole Foods that maybe aren't big enough. So the loan actually can help local companies grow so that they can grow with Whole Foods, which is really exciting.
And what will Emmy's Organics do with the loan?
So it's actually to help with our line of super cereals. We needed it to help purchase a piece of equipment that's going to help us make the cereal, and then also to help roll out a demo program. Whole Foods is really big on demos, and it's a great way to get new people to try products.
All right, now is there going to be anything left over to get Emmy a new dress?
Yes, absolutely. She's actually our number one supporter. She even helps and works with us from time to time, and she's very involved with the business, so we love her.
Excellent.
We'll always buy her a dress.
All right. Samantha Abrams, our guest, she and Ian Gaffney have created Emmy's Organics, and you're right up the line in Ithaca, but you got local roots in Katona, and we're real happy about that. Where can we go to find out more about you and what you do?
You can check us out online. Our website is emmysorganics.com, and we're on social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at Emmy's Organics.
That's Samantha Abrams of Emmy's Organics. Isn't that a sweet story? Speaking of sweet, we are going to learn the legend of Hawaiian sweetbread next. It could win you a trip to Hawaii.
It's Casey on the Radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Casey on the Radio. Fun and inspiration.
Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinelle offering you the astrology forecast for the week. Put your faith in the person or people you count on the most this weekend. Straight shooters won't let you down. Make agreements to go a long way. Any commitment takes a while to pull off, so use this momentum for something close to your heart. Mercury goes direct on Saturday, which this time strengthens modes of communication in subtle ways. There is a strong tug to meditate, reflect, and remember. On Monday morning, get out that letter, go to the appointment, or introduce yourself to someone who can make a difference. Energy is high on Tuesday. Enjoy an overall strong ability to hit it out of the park. Slow down Wednesday to see where you're at and reaffirm where you want to go. Then on Thursday, define what you want to make happen in the next few weeks. The possibility is strong that within 24 hours, someone gives you unsolicited but valuable information. Visit my website to find out how astrology can chart your course. You can obtain access to a more in-depth daily forecast at insightoasis.com. This is Pamela Cuccinelli. May the stars light your path and have a stellar week.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a good reminder to schedule your mammogram. Where you make your appointment is important. Choose a facility with the latest in screening and treatment and top doctors. That's what you'll find at Hudson Valley Hospital Center, the first hospital in Westchester to offer 3D mammography. The Ashikari Breast Center offers world-renowned breast surgeons and the latest treatments, like intraoperative radiation. Learn more at hvhc.org. Do you have a non-healing wound? You may be a candidate for treatment at Hudson Valley Hospital's Center for Wound Care and Hyperbaric Medicine. Now celebrating its fifth anniversary, this renowned center is one of two facilities in all of New York State to receive the top rating, accreditation with distinction, from the Undersea and Hyperbaric Medical Society, the nation's foremost authority on wound care and hyperbaric medicine. Learn more about this Center of Excellence for Wound Healing by visiting hvhc.org.
Did you know meditation shifts brain activity from the worry-prone side to the happy, calm side? Or the right frontal cortex to the left frontal cortex? A study at the University of Massachusetts showed this brain shift reduced stress, anxiety, and mild depression. Other studies have shown only 10 to 15 minutes of daily meditation slow the progression of dementia by 5 to 10 years. And the physical benefits? How about reduced risk of heart attack and stroke, lowered blood pressure, better blood sugar, and fewer gastrointestinal complaints, all without medication? There are different styles of meditation to suit your personality, so no, you don't have to sit still and chant Om. If you need help getting started, try a guided meditation that are easy to find free on the internet, or for more one-on-one help, contact a mental health professional with training in meditation. This is Marcy Niffen, licensed clinical social worker with your Mind Body Minute. Find me at www.mindbodyputnam.com.
Ah, Marcy Niffen. She just led the class that gave me my Level 2 Reiki certification. I am looking forward to that new segment of my life. You can like Shine on Reiki on Facebook, by the way. And you can go to kinghawaiian.com to enter to win a trip to the Island of Pineapples, celebrate the legend of Halawaiian, granddaughter to the King of Hawaiian Sweetbread, Sweet Courtney. Can you tell us this legend?
The Halawaiian legend is kind of this legend about a prince who got banned to the island of Lanai, which is known to have like these ghosts and spirits there. And basically, it's the Island of Pineapples. And so the prince, in order to protect himself, carved out some scary-looking pineapple lanterns to the pumpkin, which got all of the spirits even more angry. So he offered them a tray of Hawaiian sweetbread, and they were happy, and they left him alone. So he is sort of known as, that's sort of the legend of Halawaiian. He was allowed to come back to the main island because everybody couldn't believe that the spirits left him alone.
Okay, so the prince was banned to the Island of Pineapples, and while he was there, he cut them into jack-o'-lanterns. He made the pineapples into jack-o'-lanterns, and that made the spirits even more angry, so he offered them a peace offering of what?
Hawaiian sweetbread.
Hawaiian sweetbread. Now tell me about the Hawaiian sweetbread.
I'm with King's Hawaiian. We are the original Hawaiian sweetbread makers. Our bread is like very soft and fluffy, and the recipe was created by my grandfather over 64 years ago in Hilo, Hawaii. So super small town on the Big Island.
I've been there. I've been to Hilo, yes. And it is a super small town because no matter where you are, you can see the planes coming in overhead.
There's a couple main streets, maybe two or three, and that's it.
I have to tell you my funny Hilo story. Checked into a little inn, very small inn, and there are two Hawaiian women behind the counter. And it looked like, you know, English was not their first language, that they primarily spoke in their Hawaiian dialect, yes?
Yep, I'm sure they were speaking pidgin.
So I have on a cute little backpack that's made of fabric, and it's a flowery fabric. And the woman that's signing me into the hotel says, you know, I like your backpack, she said in sort of broken English. And I said, oh, thank you so much. I got it at Old Navy. And the woman behind the counter said in pidgin, what did she say? And the first woman said, that was checking me out. They look like sisters. The first woman said something back to her in their native language. And then she said, Old Navy, like Gap, but cheaper.
They definitely don't have an Old Navy.
Isn't that great? I love that. That's my Hilo story. So you've got this Hawaiian sweetbread, and that's a bit of a Halloween tradition, or?
Basically, all we're doing is we're celebrating Halloween, which is our Hawaiian twist on the typical Halloween sort of recipe party ideas. So okay. We have some, you know, really fun recipes on our website, like the Vampwich, where instead of just having a regular sloppy Joe slider, it's like you can do teeth as bangs, and you can use like olives as eyeballs, and we have another monster guac burger, which for the horns, it's like jalapenos. So it's just some really fun ideas on how to dress up your, you know, Halloween food.
Perfect. And where do we go for more information?
You can go to kingshawaiian.com, where we also have a contest running to, you know, for a chance for somebody to win a chance to go to Lanai, the island of pineapples.
Oh, wonderful. And we can sign up for the contest on the website.
Yes, you can sign up for the contest on the website until November 4th. And all you have to do is, you know, sign up. And if you submit a photo of one of our, like a Hawaiian recipe or some type of pineapple lantern or some kind of fun Hawaiian decoration, you have a chance, like, 5 extra bonus entries to win.
Wonderful. And Courtney, what are you going to be for Halloween or Hawaiian?
Trying to be Minnie Mouse.
I want to see a picture of that.
With a Hawaiian flair.
All right. Good talking to you. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Time to take a festive ride around Manhattan. Richard Humphrey is the man behind the mask behind the New York City attraction known as The Ride Masquerade. Richard, where are you?
We're on 38th Street and 8th Avenue, and the ride launches at 42nd and 8th. So, you know, we're right there.
So you're by the window? I know you're not outside.
No, I'm on the 14th floor overlooking 8th Avenue and 42nd Street and all that good stuff, but it's a pretty busy corner.
And that's a sight you never get tired of.
Never get tired of, unless I'm trying to talk to somebody and the fire engines are screaming past my window.
We understand. We want to give everybody a great big New York Halloween experience. Tell us about the ride.
Well, the ride is a very innovative, critically acclaimed and award-winning attraction show, part tour, part show. And we have these $1.5 million motor coach wonders of technology with patented design where the street's the stage. The seats face the street, and they're Coliseum seating. So we basically use the streets of New York City as the stage and create a wonderful combination of tourism, 40 interactive screen, improvisational host and hostess as we take you on a 4.2-mile journey starting in Times Square. You discover a lot of surprises along the way, including some pretty incredible performance pieces.
All right, so I'm going to get on this gorgeous million-dollar bus, but it's not like a bus where I'm sitting next to other people facing the road. I'm sitting shoulder to shoulder facing the street.
Well, imagine a Broadway theater and the curtain goes up, except the curtain goes up on the streets of New York.
Wow. All right. So what's our first stop?
Well, our first stop is up 8th Avenue, the way the show is designed at the moment, because on a whimsy from time to time, I put up new shows. We're getting ready to do the Ride Holiday Edition starting on November 11th. So that's a slightly different pathway. But currently, you sort of head up 8th Avenue, then cut across 46 and go screaming right into the heart of Times Square, where we have some surprises for you. And then across 42nd Street as far east as the Chrysler Building, and then back to 8th Avenue, Columbus Circle, 7th Avenue, Broadway District, Carnegie Hall, and wrap back around past Radio City Music Hall and then down back to DeBoard at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue.
And along the way, there are performances curbside?
Yes, but we try to create them as surprises because, you know what, New Yorkers are so interesting. Sometimes the audience from out of town think that people that we take for granted on a daily basis are the most intriguing performances. But yes, we do have performance pieces embedded along the way.
And how do the performers know when it's showtime, when the bus pulls up?
It's part of the magic of the ride. We have a lot of patented technology, but they all have downloaded apps. So the stage management, we have stage management behind the curtain, like the Wizard of Oz, on the ride. But also out of our production offices, we track the ride as it moves along and then let them know on their handheld applications when the bus is about to appear for them. Because you can imagine the vicissitudes of traffic in New York City, depending on weather, the time of year. Is President Obama here? Is it Christmas? So we have to be very elastic, unlike a Broadway show, which clicks along like a Swiss watch. We have to be very elastic about our performance schedule.
So here's the thing. The people who happen to be on the sidewalk, they get a little bit of a show as well, but the people on the bus, they get lots and lots of performances as the ride rolls on.
Absolutely. And, you know, people walking innocently along the street are inadvertently drawn into some pretty exciting things. I don't want to spoil the show for you because I hope you're going to come and play ball with us at some point.
Absolutely.
That would be great to have you as a guest. But, you know, the funny thing is, New Yorkers being New Yorkers, some of the most incredible dance performances, let's say, for instance, are happening on the street, and the audience gets the biggest kick out of the fact that people on the street in New York are so blasé.
Right.
It's like, been there, done that. They just keep their heads in their cell phones walking right past while everybody sitting on the bus is like, oh my God, that's the most amazing thing.
Right.
So it's funny. So all of that rolled together makes a pretty arresting performance.
So this is called The Ride in Masquerade, and you're doing that now through November 1st. And then on November 11th, we start the holiday ride?
Yeah, the ride in Masquerade is just a conceit that I rolled out. It's basically the ride show, which we do throughout the year. But, you know, as a tip of the hat to the Halloween season, I wanted to do something a little more elegant than boo and scare and blood and gore and Walking Dead, because we're all getting a lot of that. So we went back to sort of the 15th century tradition of Masquerade and created really beautiful masks for each of the performers. So the performances aren't altered, but from the time you go to the box office to you board the motor coach, as you discover the performances along the way, you'll see our performers in beautiful court masks.
All right, what else do our listeners need to know?
Need to know that we're great hosts. We're looking forward to have you. Check out our new website, which just launched yesterday, experiencetheride.com. You'll see a lot of videos there. You'll see work we've done for Anderson Cooper and Kelly Ripa and Ben Stiller's production company. We have a lot of really fun stuff up there, and I think a picture or a video is worth 1,000 words.
ExperienceTheRide.com. Would you like to? I have 3 pair of tickets to share. We'll have a random drawing from the emails you send to kacey@whud.com on Monday. And finally today, we have been heavy on the happiness. Let's tend to the healthy. Medicare enrollment is on now through December 7th. And George Renaudin, the president of Medicare for Humana, has some information to make that easier for you.
People who are eligible for Medicare right now have from October 15th to December 7th to make their health plan choices. Medicare individuals are generally individuals over 65 years of age or qualify for Medicare by reason of disability. Folks in this segment of the population now have wonderful choices they can make from October 15th through December 7th of this year for how they're going to get their health plan and prescription drug plans covered. Medicare Advantage plans provide everything basic Medicare does, the basic coverage that they do through physicians and hospitals, covers that as well as helping pay down the cost, for example, when you go see a physician or when you're hospitalized. And many of our plans have prescription drug coverage bundled within the plan.
Okay, so there's Medicare and there's Medicare Advantage. Does one cost more than another?
Medicare itself is paid for basically by people who are eligible. There's a monthly premium that is deducted out of the Social Security check to pay for the basic Medicare coverage.
Right.
Then, depending upon what Medicare Advantage plan you choose, you can have a plan that is everything from zero additional plan premium to upwards of $100, depending upon the coverage and options you choose. The federal government has established a website called Medicare.gov. And on that website, you can go to a tool called the Plan Finder. And on that Plan Finder, put in your zip code, it will bring up the plan choices you have available in your community. By looking at that, you can start to narrow down your choices some, because there are lots of choices out there.
Okay, lots of choices out there. So get to Medicare.gov and then hit Plan Finder, and away you go. Now, while your fall-winter calendar is filling up, here's a date to note for early next year. January 11th, 2015. That is the day of the first Health and Happiness Show retreat for women. Most likely in Cold Spring or the Putnam area, but put that date in your Google calendar. January 11th, 2015, a day for women. Men, I guess you get a day of peace and quiet, too. More soon. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.